Hey, what's up? Whoa, I just got an email. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Episode number 128. How the hell's your week going? How the hell was your weekend? I hope you're having a good one. I hope you had a good one. Let's go ahead and start off. Kind of sick of talking about it, but this is too funny to pass up. Basically, a story I read today, Texas Lieutenant Governor says he's done listening to Dr. Fauci, excuse me if I pronounced that wrong, and it says, I don't need his advice. Austin, Texas, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said he would no longer listen to Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's top infectious disease experts, as coronavirus cases and hospitalization surge in Texas. Will no longer listen to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci said today that he's concerned about states like Texas that skipped over certain things. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says back, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Should I do it in a Texas accent? He doesn't know what he's talking about. We haven't skipped over anything. The only thing I'm skipping over is listening to him. By the way, this is the same lieutenant governor that said, and I quote, there are more important things to life than living. excuse me, sir. If we're all dead, we can't really stimulate the economy, you know? Like, we can't go to work to make money, to buy things because we're dead. So when you said there's more important things to life than living, what did you mean? You know, that doesn't, that's fucking backwards. God, fellow Texans, can we come together on this? You know, like, enough's enough. They opened everything back up, thought it was going to be fine. It's us. Look who we're paired with. It's us and Florida. We don't want to be Florida. You know, I hate this goddamn saying, but don't Florida my Texas. You know, I saw a guy with a bumper sticker that said that. I think that's why that popped in my mind. Don't California my Texas, which cringy. Makes me cringe. I fucking hate that shit. Don't California my Texas. Shut the fuck up. Ugh. But seriously, fellow Texans, we gotta do something. This is just, I know. I love going to get my hair cut, too. I love going out to eat Chili's with my family every Friday night. Why did I just turn into Will Ferrell's version of George Bush? You know, we all love the same things, but let's be smart. Let's be safe. Can we please? We're setting records every damn day with this shit. It's just going up. I saw another report. Houston hospitals overwhelmed with coronavirus cases. It's because we're not doing what we're supposed to. Please, for the love of God, just stay your ass away from people. As much as possible. I know, you know, there's a small little gathering amount you can do. I went to a party over the weekend, you know, but it wasn't 30 fucking people. It was under 10, you know? Anyways, what I'm drinking tonight is just Jim Beam on the rocks. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. Let me scroll through this email I just got. Real quick. Badass. All right. Hell yeah. Perfect timing. Who is this from? You didn't sign it? Oh, well. Either way. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Anyways. How the hell's your week going? I know I already asked. Let me tell you a little bit about my weekend. Oh, first. Dude. We were just playing before I came out to do this podcast. Me and my fiance, my beautiful, wonderful, sweet fiance. We were playing Uno. And we played about, I don't know, 15, 16 games. And, you know, it was back and forth, pretty back and forth. She won, I won, she won, I won, she won, I won. And then I just wiped the fucking floor with her, dude. You know? Is there any better feeling than beating the shit out of your spouse in a game? Card game, board game, dice game, doesn't fucking, video game, doesn't matter. There's no better feeling. You know, it's sort of a way of like asserting dominance. You know, we've been playing board games a lot lately. Farkle, which is the nerdiest name for a dice game in the world. You know, you should get your ass kicked if you ask a group of men if they want to play Farkle. Sorry. Oh, shit. Anyways, Farkle, man, she's pretty good. I feel like a nerd saying it. She's been kicking my ass at that so much lately. I needed some kind of redemption. And I guess just tonight, for whatever reason, Uno was my game. Out of 15 games, I mean, I beat her 2/3 of the time. That's a pretty good chunk, you know. And I like to think I'm a gracious winner. I try to say good game after every game, win or lose. You know, I don't shake her hand every time. But if it's, you know, if it's another person, I'll shake your hand. You beat me at pool, good game. I'll shake your hand. I'm not a sore loser. You know, that's why I didn't put money on it. You put money on it, people start getting mad. You know, maybe that's what I should do. All right, whoever loses overall tonight has to do the dishes for a week. Nah, that's fucked up. You can't do that. She'd give me the puppy dog eyes. I'd just end up doing it anyway. That's all she's got to do. She's so damn cute. Anyways, yeah, dude, no better feeling than kicking ass. Especially, you know, you can beat your kids. And it's just like, well, I'm older. A little more life experience. You know, I my brain's a little more developed. You know, it's you know, you kind of feel bad almost. You're like, oh, I got to take it easy on them this time. You know, can't go full force until they start getting cocky and shooting off their mouth. Like, ah, beat you again. It's like, all right, I'm going in this time and you're not going to win. And it's going to be quick. I was just fucking on tonight. That's all there is. Normally I'm pretty good. I'm pretty decent, but I was just on fucking fire, dude. Just like 7 cards in my hand. 1 card lay down, 2 card lay down. All right, draw 2. All right, I'll recover from this. 1 card lay down, 1 card. And it was just like, went like nothing. And before we knew it, that game was over. Move on to the next game. I beat her like 6 games in a row. Okay, I said I wouldn't gloat. Let me just put a little asterisk on that. I won't gloat to her face. So, honey, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry I'm gloating. But it did feel really good. Just like, you know, she sits there all smug when she beats me at the dice game. You know, she's not going to laugh and be like, ha ha, I won. But I see the look on your face. I know how it is. You know? It's fun, man. Gives us a reason to talk shit to each other a little bit more. You know? Not that we don't at all. That's what keeps it, you know, keeps it moving. Keeps it alive. Anyways, let me take another drink. It's getting fucking hot. Oh, dude. So, oh, Chris fell down and got boo-boo. Oh, Chris fell off a trailer, got boo-boo on his back. Why are you baby talking, Chris? Good God. What is happening to this podcast? Dude, I was on a mower. I was pulling it off a trailer. And there's a little bolt underneath the mower that holds on the blade to the mower. So when it spins, the blade doesn't go, you know, flying off and chopping somebody's face off. You know? So there's a bolt down there. So I'm pulling this thing off the trailer, this mower. That bolt gets stuck right at the, like, the edge of the ramp. You know? I'm, like, rocking it back and forth, trying to get it off. My buddy's like, hang on. You know, let me put a boot on it, as we say. And he just kind of tries to pop me up into a wheelie, just a slight wheelie just to get over that. Then I'm supposed to drive back, come down, start mowing. That did not happen. He put a boot on it, and I was looking at the back of the truck, and next thing I know, I'm looking at the sky, and I'm just like, aah! I don't think I actually screamed like that. Hopefully I didn't scream like a bitch, but I held on for dear fucking life. So this thing falls down the ramp while I'm on it, this fucking mower, and I hit the ground. Bam! Sorry if that was loud. I apologize. I got excited. So I fall down, and my adrenaline's going so much that I don't feel anything, you know, and I just kind of roll off the mower, and then all the aches start to kind of creep up a little bit. My right shoulder starts hurting. My head's hurting. I bang my head on something. My left shoulder starts hurting. I got a pain in my obliques, both obliques. And, dude, I just had to go home. I've been out for a few days of working, which really sucks, you know. As a contractor, if you're not there, you just don't get paid. That's just how it goes, you know? So I've been out, I didn't get any painkillers because I hate that shit. You know, it just fucking sucked, man. I had no range of motion until today. I got a couple of massages. My beautiful fiance gave me some massages, to help me out, and dude, it's helped tremendously. I've been doing some stretches, like my friends have been telling me, been taking a couple of, you know, little walks, nothing too crazy, just a walk up the street, a walk back, just to keep it moving, so I'm not tightening up. If you've ever been in a car wreck, though, you know it's always worse the second day than it is the first day. Like, you have aches and pains, and then the fucking, you know, the tightness sets in. My neck's still a little tight. My lower back still a little tight, but it's not nearly as bad as it was, man. And, it's not as bad as it could have been. I'll tell you that much. But I was all sprawled out on the concrete looking like a fucking Life Alert commercial. You know, you guys know what Life Alert is. It's the old person thing when they fall down and they can't get up. It used to be called something else. That used to be the slogan. I've fallen and I can't get up. Was that Life Alert? No, that's a different one. Life Alert is the one with the lady who sounded like she smoked for all of her fucking life since she came out of the womb until they did the commercial. Call for your free consultation of Life Alert. We'll let you know if you're qualified. It's like, Jesus Christ, Grandma! Put the cigarettes down! You know? Anyways. So yeah, I'm okay. You know, I fell down and got a little boo-boo. But I'm all right. I'm kicking. I'm still kicking. Like I said, I'm thankful. It could have been worse. You know, you got to watch that guy, Brandon, though. I think he did it on purpose. Just between you and me, I think he did it on purpose. It's like, I got to get rid of this fucking guy. I'm sick of him talking. No, I'm just kidding. Brandon was so apologetic. I know he felt really, really bad. But I know he would never do anything to harm a hair on my precious little head. So, cheers to you, Brandon. I know it was an accident, buddy. So, let me tell you guys a little bit about my weekend. Dude, great, great fucking weekend, man. I had a great weekend. Oh my God, it almost felt like summer. Did go to a little party. It was 10 people, which is the allowed limit, as far as I know, 10 people. So, it was my friend Sydney's birthday, Sid Vicious, happy birthday. I had so much fucking fun. Edie Scott, thank you guys, as always. God, they know how to fucking party over there, man. What a great party. BB guns, bows and arrows, fucking karaoke. I got a little jam sesh at the end of the night with my friend Alex. Dude, it's fucking amazing. What a great party. Oh, on top of it, vegan food truck. I walk up to the guy. I'm like, all right, you know, where's the menu? What are the prices? And he was like, well, the menu's online and there's no prices. Everything's paid for. I'm like, what? So everything I ate was paid for. And they're like, yeah, actually, we're leaving the rest of the food, when we leave here at 8, we're leaving whatever leftovers here with you guys, since, you know, it's paid for. We're like, fuck, dude. I had vegan tamales with vegan chili. I had a vegan hamburger. I had vegan hot dogs. Dude, all vegan, 100% vegan. It was fucking amazing, you know? Food was really delicious. I really wish I could remember the name of the company so I could shout them out. That's why I am talking slow. So maybe I can find... I sound just like a robot now. I swear, I just had it here. Where's my promotions? Anyways, I can't remember the name of the place, but I'll shout it out sometime. Really good fucking food. The burger, dude, burger was fucking delish. Oh my god, it was all delicious. A bag full of fucking vegan shredded cheese, you know, which I'm not a huge fan of. You know, if I want cheese, I want the real thing or I don't want it at all. It's like one extreme or the other, you know. But it was nice that it was all plant-based. It was all fucking delicious. Great fucking party. Hanging out. They were all laughing at me, though, man. I was trying to do this as like a kind of a party favor thing. They had these crossword puzzles. The theme of the party was American Psycho. And they had these crossword puzzles. And for the life of me, I could not fucking finish this puzzle, man. It was... It had me vexed. You know? I couldn't do it. And so I had to use a little cheat sheet there and get a little help. But I completed it, damn it. I have it sitting right here. I'm going to hang this bitch up next to my fucking diploma because I finished it. Really fun party, man. Happy birthday, Sid Vicious. Really great time. God, they know how to fucking party. Shooting the arrow down the line, you know, was fucking great, man. The BB guns, we set two cans on the... on the two tables next to each other, whoever shot the can off first won. They were weighted down with water. Oh, it's fucking great, dude. Plenty of things to do. And on top of that, I got to go swimming for the first time this summer. The party kind of dwindled down, you know. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, as always. Party kind of dwindled down, and, you know, we got to go swimming for a little bit, and, oh my god, karaoke too. Shout out to Alex, man. Oh my god, dude. Fucking killed it at karaoke. He did two killer songs. What else did he do? All I can think is U2, because that's what was playing, when we're swimming in the pool, but that wasn't it. Sunday, bloody Sunday! Sunday, bloody Sunday. U2 is just fucking stuck in my head at this point. I can't stop listening to it. Was it Danzig he was doing? I can't remember the fucking song. Anyways, either way, Alex fucking crushed at karaoke. He actually had a little bit of competition, and dude, my boy can sing, bro. My boy can fucking sing. Oh, it was great, man. What a great time. I'm taking another drink. So let's go ahead and do this email. Did it go away? Where is it? Okay. This is not signed by anybody. I wish you guys would send me your name. Maybe this person wants to remain anonymous. Maybe this has some filthy shit in there. Kind of short. Okay, so it says, we're all stuck inside, and it's boring as fuck. My boyfriend and I... Oh, this is... Well, don't assume it's a lady, Chris. It could be a guy. My boyfriend and I started a mild prank war, and I was wondering if you had any prank ideas that weren't too mean. Also, have you ever pranked anyone? What's the best prank you've done? Best prank I've done? I'm not the pranker. I'm the instigator to the pranker. You know, I'll have an idea of what to do, you know, and I always take it too far. I always tell the person who's going to prank somebody else to, you know, do something. Okay, I have done something. I can't believe I'm about to admit this. So one time, I don't know why, I didn't know the guy who owned the car. But me and a couple of friends, and this was... unfortunately, my idea. I'd seen people saran wrapping cars. This guy drove a piece of shit of a car too, by the way. It wasn't nice, new, brand new paint job, anything like that. I came up with a bright idea to duct tape his car. We got like 25 rolls of duct tape and duct taped this guy's car from hood to hood. So like from the top of the hood, under the bottom, up around the top again, under the, like a million fucking times. Oh my God. So one guy would start. I think we had three guys. One guy would start, you know, and one guy would have to be holding the tape. And then we'd throw the duct tape roll underneath the car to the other guy, and he'd pull it up over. All right, now you got your first one started. So now this thing's going fast. Pulling it over, throwing it under, pulling it over, pulling it back over, throwing it under, pulling it over, pulling it over to the other side, throwing it under. Dude, just looping this guy's fucking car. It was like a, I don't know what they're called. It's like an old Chevy cop car, but it was a piece of shit, like hubcaps missing, rusted out piece of shit. And I didn't know this guy, I just knew his name, and thank God he didn't catch us. He probably would have beat the fuck out of us. So yeah, I did partake in that one. I've rolled people's houses before. I remember the girls on the soccer team. I had a crush on one of the girls on the soccer team when I was in high school. And I instigated once again, hey, let's go roll so-and-so's house. So we went and rolled her fucking house. They kicked on the light. We all fucking ran off. And we didn't get to do a great job. Well, dude, a fucking week and a half later, the girls fucking saw, not just a couple of girls, the entire girls soccer team fucking nailed me. And not in a good way. They fucking rolled the living shit out of my house. And what made it worse was they rolled it. And I remember my dad coming into my room and being like, wake up. And I was like, oh shit, what? You know, I didn't say oh shit because he would have smacked the hell out of me. But I was like, what? You know, and he was like, you got a bunch of shit to clean up outside. And I was like, what are you talking about? No idea anything happened. I go out to the front yard and it is a sea of goddamn toilet paper, and and it actually rained as well. So not only was there toilet paper up in the trees, it was down on the ground, just like mushed into the ground from the fucking rain the night they did it. I guess they did it and then it fucking rained. Then I had to clean that shit up. He's like, this is because of you. You're cleaning it up. I was like, how do you know it wasn't Mark? He was like, no, that was you. Go clean it up. I was like, fuck. So yeah, I've got before too. Another thing I remember in high school, you know, guys are always fucking messing with each other. You know, that's just what we do. It's fucking funny to pick on someone. Hazing, I guess you will. If you will. I guess you will. I guess you have to. Anyways, so I remember one time, one of my soccer buddies, there was a guy who was running late and he was in the shower very, very last. We were all done showering. We were already changed, ready to go to school, whatever. We had early morning soccer practice every fucking day. And so early morning soccer practice, one guy's in the shower because he was kind of running late getting to the shower. I guess he had a talk with the coach. So he's in the shower by himself. My other friend decides to take a lighter and a can of hairspray and go burn off his fucking ass hairs in the shower. And it fucking worked. I mean, I went in there and watched. I witnessed what happened. And the guy, I mean, you can imagine just like scooting your ass up, trying to get it out of the way of the fucking flame. He gave him like three good torches. It was like, whoa, whoa. The last one was, whoa. Fucking burned his ass hair off. So I'm kind of feeling sympathy for this guy. And I was like thinking of, okay, how can we get this guy back? I think we called the guy Chico. Chico was the one who did it. And so I'm thinking of how to get him back. I'm kind of feeling bad that the guy got his ass hair burned. I'm like, pranks are pranks, but this is arson, guys. You know, this is getting pretty fucking, I mean, human arson. I don't know what you call that. Anyway, so I'm kind of talking to this guy. I was like, I know what you should do, man. He's like, what? That was fucked up. He's all pissed off and everything. I was like, you gotta, you know, while we're out practicing one day, and it's gonna be dirty, all right? Don't get your hopes up. It's gonna be dirty. You gotta bring some dog shit in a baggie, okay? And when we're out practicing one morning, you got to sneak back into the field house. And you got to take that dog shit out of that baggie and smear it. And it'll close one of his books on it and just fucking, you know, mush it in there real good. Put the thing back in his bag, zip up his bag. Then when he goes to first period or whatever class, he's going to be like, what the fuck is that smell? And then he's going to have to open his dog shit fucking history book in the middle of class and it'll be fucking comical. Well, that was a little too harsh, even for the guy who got his ass burnt by fucking hairspray. So he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Which I thought was a great... I'm like, dude, he burned your ass. Literally, he burned you. And this is too harsh, but it didn't end up happening. But like I said, I'm usually the instigator to answer your question. I'll come up with the idea to do it. I just won't necessarily follow through on the idea. I'll just kind of put those little seeds in people's ears and let it fester. God, no, I never want to get into a prank war with my fiance. I feel like she would be really good at that. I was wondering if you had any prank ideas. Those were a couple. Duct tape someone's car. The typical, you know, roll their house with toilet paper. Obviously, that's easy. And, yeah, man. Dog shit. School book. Hey, you know what? It works for people that are in college, too. So, anyways, let's take a drink. I haven't done drink recommendations. Jesus, fucking 26 minutes in. Give me a second. Thank you for writing in, by the way. You can always write in drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, @drinkuntilyou on Twitter. Let's take a drink. Let's do some drink recommends. All right, ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. The first one I have for you tonight, 4th of July themed, obviously, the red, white, and blue cocktail. You're going to need a champagne glass. A tall tumbler will work too, but the measurements given will need to be doubled. This is communicate.com. 1 cup partially crushed ice. 1 shot raspberry syrup, 1 shot pineapple vodka, 1 shot blue raspberry syrup. So there's 2 raspberry syrups. So you're going to, in a clean champagne glass, here's how the hell you make it. Pour in the red raspberry syrup, fill glass with ice all the way to the top. Next, add in a shot of pineapple vodka. It's important to note here that you could sub in flavored vodka of your choice, but I really love how raspberry and pineapple pair together. Step 4, as seen in my photos, the vodka and raspberry will mix slightly. That's okay. When you're ready to serve, top off with blue raspberry syrup and serve to your guest or to yourself. That is the red, white, and blue cocktail from communicat.com. Let's see here. What else we got? Passion fruit now. Red, white, and blue. Red, white, and boozy margaritas. Let's go with that one. I'm kind of interested in that. So obviously you're going to need a schooner of some sort for these. This is delish.com. Okay, so these are different websites I'm getting these from. Yields 2. You're going to need 3 cups ice, 2 ounces silver tequila, 1 ounce triple sec, 2 ounces grenadine. For blue layer, 3 cups ice, 2 ounces silver tequila, 1 ounce triple sec, 2 ounce blue curacao. For white layer, 3 cups ice, 2 ounces silver tequila, 1 ounce triple sec, 2 ounces lime juice. Bad fucking ass. I actually might make this. It's basically the same amounts with the different colors, and they all have tequila in them. I love that. Delish.com. Here's how the hell you make it. Make red layer, blend all ingredients, and divide evenly in 2 glasses. Repeat with blue and white layer. Serve immediately, dude. That's fucking brilliant. So each layer has 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of triple sec. 2 ounces tequila, 1 ounce triple sec. That's badass, man. I love that one. Red, white, and boozy margaritas for your 4th of July. What else we got for you? Honeydew. Ugh. I fucking hate that. Okay, so the Rocket Jello Shot. Let's see what's in this. These actually have little candles in them. this is delish.com as well. For the blue layer, half a cup water boiled. Oh, Jesus. Half a cup water boiled, one box instant blueberry jello, half a cup vodka. For the red layer, basically the same thing with cherry jello. For the white layer, one envelope gelatin, one cup milk divided, 3 tablespoons granulated sugar, half a teaspoon pure vanilla extract, half cup vodka. Directions, here's how the hell you make it. In a small bowl, combine boiling water and berry jello mix and stir until completely dissolved. Stir in vodka. In a separate small bowl, repeat the process with cherry jello mix. Let both mixtures cool. Meanwhile, make the white layer in a medium bowl. Sprinkle gelatin over 1/4 cup of milk and a small saucepan over medium heat, bringing remaining 3/4 cup milk to a simmer. Turn off the heat, then stir in sugar, vanilla, and vodka. Step 4, pour heated mixture over plain gelatin mixture and stir until gelatin is completely dissolved. Let it cool for 10 minutes. Lightly spray 2 ounce, Jesus Christ! Lightly spray 22 ounce plastic shot glasses with cooking spray. Spoon in about 1 tablespoon berry jello mix into each. Refrigerate until set, but not completely firm. About 15 minutes. Can we ever get through with this, please? I mean, it looks beautiful. It's a lot of work. Top with about 1 tablespoon white gelatin mixture. Refrigerate until set. About 10 minutes. Cover with... okay, guys, look. Let me just read the last step, just because I'm stubborn. Cover with about 1 tablespoon... Fuck! Cherry jello mixture. Refrigerate until firm, about 2 hours. All right, look. Just look up delish.com. This is called the Rocket Jello Shot. So there's 3 drink recommendations for you. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. All right, cheers, everybody. All right, so real quick, if you didn't hear last week, I'm doing a competition. Time is running out. You have a week left. Actually, you have 6 days left because I'm probably going to do the podcast on Tuesday and send the money out on Wednesday. We'll see. I don't know. So basically, write me on Twitter, at DrinkUntilYou, your best drunken story. You enter to win a chance. You enter... So you can win fucking $25 if I can say it right. Good God. It's $25 via Cash App. And best drunken story wins, man. It's that fucking easy. I already got a couple I'm going to read next week. Super excited. And there's a helicopter flying above me. What the fuck is going on? So, yeah, just write me. Drink until you could win $25 via Cash App. Which, I mean, you can just transfer that shit right to your bank account. Super fucking easy. You know, not that hard to do. Also, other corrections. Baseball has not started up yet. It's starting sometime this month. It is now July. My bad, everybody. I didn't mean to get your hopes up if you're not paying attention and you get your news from Drink Until You podcast. It's kind of not my fault. Why would you get your information from me? Third correction. Or is it the second correction? I don't know. Either way. JJ's Pizza is not August 18th, it's August 15th, so if you want to come see my band, if it's still going to happen, possibly not, August 15th, JJ's Pizza, Denton, Texas, that's all I got for you guys. You be safe out there. I will talk to you next fucking week. Let's finish off this little amount we got left. Cheers, everybody. All right, I'll talk to you next fucking week. Be safe. Happy 4th. Don't blow off any fucking fingers, man. Don't blow off your face. Be safe out there, guys. Love you. Bye.